Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your afternoon news. Day one of a five-day inquest into the neglect and death of two young Brisbane girls has revealed a number of potential systemic failures. Mother Kerri-Ann Connolly last year pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of Darcy and Chloe, who were left to die in a hot car back in 2019. Today, the coroner's court heard from family members Deborah Jackson and Deanne Power. Power recounted a time Connolly texted to say she'd fallen asleep on the couch, leaving her youngest in the car. To other news now, and the state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for the next year. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government either. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
Logan City Council has taken the next critical steps towards securing a multi-purpose community venue ahead of the 2032 Olympics. Councillors today supporting the progression of a preliminary design for the large-scale facility. The design will form part of the official business case to be presented to the Queensland and Australian governments later in the year. And finally, Townsville's new mayor has been referred to the council conduct watchdog after so far failing to come up with proof he served in the military. Troy Thompson has spoken widely about his time in the military, both during his election campaign and at a recent Anzac Day address. The Broncos have signed back rower Jack Gashevsky. The former Rabbitoh and Sea Eagle comes to Brisbane with 68 NRL appearances up his sleeve. It comes as Billy Walters has signed a two-year extension, which will keep him in a Bronx jersey until 2026. And finally, Tristan Saylor looks likely for a call-up against the Chooks this Friday after Jock Madden's been ruled out following a scan on his pec. The Broncos playmaker left the pitch in the 61st minute of their 34-10 hiding of West Tigers on Saturday.